The brief lull was over for Venice. Carnival had begun. Narrow streets that had been easily passable for the last few weeks were now solid with tourists, shuffling along in masks and fanciful hats with bells. Venetians no longer had Venice all to themselves, but at least there was the saving grace of a buoyant, light-hearted spirit. The party-going masquerade rolled through every quarter of the city. It spilled into shops, museums, and restaurants, and floated along the canals on gondolas, water taxis, and vaporettos. Even the taste buds rejoiced with the reappearance of the carnival pastry, frittelle, small, sweet fritters studded with raisins and pine nuts and, if one chose, filled with zabaglione or vanilla cream. Into this madhouse vision of 18th-century Venice slipped an unassuming figure, who was joined by Mayor Cacciari and a mob of reporters and photographers. Woody Allen had come to Venice to pay his respects to the city he loved, and where he and his jazz band were to have given a concert 2 weeks hence to reopen a renovated Fenice Opera House. Instead, he said, he would now give a concert at the Goldoni Theater as a benefit for the Fenice. Mayor Cacciari took Woody Allen into the ruin of the Fenice. Allen stared at the bare, horseshoe-shaped brick shell. The only traces of the golden tiers were 5 rows of evenly spaced holes in the wall where beams supporting the balconies had once been inserted. "Terrible," he said. "Terrifying. It's total devastation. It's unreal." The sense of unreality deepened as they emerged from the theater into the midst of the gaily costumed carnival throng. Neither man had any idea how much more unreal it would soon become until Felice Casson issued a warrant citing Woody Allen for trespassing.